Okay, Chavis Simon Beis Halachavav Mitten Hilchus Natilas Adayim Shachris Negel Vasser. So we said that there's a difference between Hilchus Natilas Adayim for Suda and Hilchus Natilas Adayim for Negel Vasser. That was Agav Orche. But now we have in this halacha, says the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, Toiv l'hakbi bin Natilas Adayim Shachris B'kli u'b'mayim u'b'koyach gavra k'may bin Natilas Adayim l'Suda. So there are more chumras when it comes to Natilas Adayim for Suda than there are by Negel Vasser. Tov to be makbid, it's a good thing to be careful on those things here too. And he brings three examples, using a vessel, using a keli, using water as opposed to another liquid, or even just kind of digging your hands into the sand, that we'll see in a moment. Uba koyach gavra, and also should be through human force, as opposed to, let's say, running water, stream, and there's a shiloh whether or not opening up a faucet is called koyach gavra or not. So in these three ways, and there may be more, it's best to be careful when doing negel vasser as well. And I think for the most part, today's plumbing, it's pretty easy to do so. Ach b'shas hadchak, she'in lo karoi, a person finds himself in a matzav that he's not able to be nizer in these things. Who wrote to l'spalu, and he wants the daven. Got to wash your hands for davening. Got to do something with your hands. Yachal yitol yadim yitoich kol davar. So you can wash your hands using anything, meaning without a keli, seemingly. Uba koil mini mayim, any type of a liquid. Uba lo koach gavra, and without any human force. V'yochal l'baruch anatilas yadayim. So that's so sufficient, ad kedei kach, that a bracha could be said over such a natila. V'miyesh l'fan of nahar. So, and if he has a river, tov yosir sheyitbol bo yodav gimel pamin wak v'yodav b'shalik. Stick your hands into the water three times. Or if there's snow, you can even stick it into snow. It's considered water for this purpose. And you can make a bracha. So that would be best case scenario, because at least it's water. But let's say there's no water at all. You can kind of wipe your hands on anything. So here's a chair, here's a table. Kind of rub your hands up and down three times against it. You can't make al natilas yadayim because there's no natila. V'yivarech al nakiyas yadayim. So the nusach habracha changes because it is naki, but it's not a natila. V'day lo natila. Yeah, I guess I'm not sure. Even on your garment, I'm not sure why he says though. Be'ezid dover. Could have just said like on your clothes, right? Yeah. I don't know. You know, normally we don't dry our hands on our clothes. You're not allowed to dry hands on clothes. So maybe yikaneach also would include clothes, but it doesn't seem to be such a valid chilak. So you're right, Moshe, I don't know. It could be even just kind of wiping it on your begadim would be okay too.
It looks likely cleaner than almost anything else you'd be wiping
on. True. It's softer, yeah. Ukulishis damelo achakach mayim vekilim haruyim. And later on, if you come to water, yitol yodav oida pam karai. So then wash your hands properly. Don't just say. No, avaloyev archai, but without a bracha. Without a bracha. And the reason is as follows. Is because if you're doing what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said to do, and you're rubbing your hands against something, you made the bracha of al nakiyus yadayim. Once you've made an al nakiyus yadayim, that satisfies your bracha, and no other bracha is going to be said. However, I'll just point this out. Let's say you didn't say the bracha of al nakiyus yadayim, and you rubbed your hands, and you were yotze your netilas yadayim, so to speak, for the sake of tefillah. So, since the whole takana, the institution of Natilas Yadayim Shachris, is for Tilas Shachris, although we said that based on the Zohar, there's another reason for the Natila, and that's to remove the Ruach Ra. And for removing the Ruach Ra, we have to follow the formula of right, left, right, left, right, left, right? However, just for the removal of Ruach Ra does not warrant a bracha. The bracha is only for Din de Gemara, which is washing for tefillah. Mm-hmm. So now that you did whatever you could in order to clean your hands for davening, even rubbing, and now you chance upon water, and you're so excited, you're going to wash your hands right, left, right, left, right, left, no bracha could be said on such an atila. Because since at that point it's only for Ruach Ra, so there's no bracha for Ruach Ra. Now again, that's only if after, that's after you daven. But let's say you rubbed your hands like this, three times, and you're ready to daven, and lo and behold, somebody's coming by, and he has water for you to wash your hands. So So at that point, if you wash your hands three times, you wouldn't make a bracha, because you still haven't made a bracha yet. But remember, there's two dinim here, and that's always kind of a central theme in understanding the halachas of Hilchos B'Shachris, is what are we washing for? Are we washing for tefillah, or are we washing for the ruach ra? Tefillah, bracha. If it's only for ruach ra, then there's not going to be a bracha, and that's the case we're discussing here.
If you make a neah, isn't it more important that you really get the fingertips, because that's where the ruach ra goes in and out? Let's say if I did this, like you just demonstrated on the table, that seems to be not enough, because you want to be doing this part, because that's where...
Right. But the thing here, though, Moshe, is that rubbing your hands does not satisfy ruach ra. Anyways. Only washing three times will remove the ruach ra. So at that point, it's more... It really makes no difference what part of the hand, as long as you're, you know, if it could be up to your wrist or even at the upper part, whatever it is, as long as you are rubbing your hands in some way, that's going to be nekiyus yadayim, and that's what we're referring to.
Is it because it's just showing an intention to do that? How is rubbing?
It makes it nucky, meaning, according to, let's say, the Rush, washing your hands in the morning because we're touching mekomos hamachusim. So those places on the body which are normally covered are sweaty, let's say. So when you kind of go like this, rubbing your hands against the surface, you're removing whatever sweat may have accumulated on your hands because of touching those places. Of course, it's somewhat minimal, but the idea is that something is happening on some level, but it's more the covered and the hachana for tefillah, which we're seeing.
Like putting your hands in the ground is not necessarily making your hands physically cleaner.
Right.
Anything that's going to make it.
Right.
So it seems like it's more of a an intention.
Right. I would agree to that. Yeah. Yeah.
The ruach will stay.
The ruach will stay. Yeah. Yeah. So you wash your hands. Yeah. Exactly. So if a person hasn't washed his hands three times, even if it's many hours into the day, be careful not to touch parts of the body like we said last time. Are there any openings? You've got to be careful about ruach ra. That's all that happens. Halacha Zayin.
Also, it's better to stick your hand in the water, like in the wrist of the Nara, instead of taking it with the other hand and putting it over it.
It's better to stick your hands into the...
You think you could make your other hand into like a kli of your koach gavra, at least you would somehow get part of it.
Oh, to make a koach gavra,
yeah.
By kind of throwing the water onto the hand as opposed to sticking it in.
Scooping it in, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure how well you're going to be able to flip the water, but yeah.
You can scoop it in.
Yeah.
I don't think your hand can be a kli.
That right, but I don't know if it doesn't require a kli. Koach gavra may be a different...
Well, it's two dinim. One's koach gavra, one's a kli.
Yeah, so we should get one at him.
If you can do koach gavra, even though you don't have a kli, so why don't you just take the water from the river and kind of throw it onto your left hand?
But tefillah,
it's a hard throw.
Tefillah is better than all of them, huh? But you can do tefillah. If you don't have a kli, maybe tefillah is better.
It could be. I don't think that it is better, because it's for suda, you need a kli. So sticking your hands into the water for a suda would be a huge b'diavad. So even though you're right, going into a mikvah is a tefillah, and that's better, but there's the difference between tefillah of your hand and tefillah of your body. So
he makes a diak.
Requires a kli.
He said it both places, on top and in the middle.
Right,
he's
true. It's a valid heart, yeah. Halacha Zayin. Siv says in Pasuk, Baruch Yinafshi Yis Hashem, V'chol Krovai Es Shein Kachai. That my nefesh gives bracha to Hashem, and all of my innards to the holy name of Hashem. Since when a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he gives bracha to Hashem, he does so with everything that he's got, every aspect, every fiber of his being. Also, a person has to clean his body, meaning to go to the restroom and to relieve himself so that he doesn't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu carrying these impurities. When a person wakes up in the morning, mistama, more than that, to tzarech lasas tracha. The first thing he needs to do is to relieve himself, olachol apachas lahashtin, alkin lo yivorech birchas anatila sidayim b'shas natila. If that's the case, that we spoke about this, I think, on Monday, when you wake up in the morning and your first reaction is, I got to use the bathroom, so but you have the negovasa cup by your bed and you washed your hands because you want to kind of do that as soon as possible, so that would not be the time to make the bracha, because you have to relieve yourself. So when a person has that type of a hergish, so no bracha should be said. No davar shebekdusha should be said. So first go to the bathroom. So even if you do wash your hands, go to the bathroom, and then you're going to have to wash your hands again, right? As he just says again. Then wash your hands again. And then that would be the time and place to make the bracha netilas yadayim. And once you're doing that, you're going to be juxtaposing that bracha to the other brachas you'll be making, which is Asher Yatzar, Birchas HaTayra, and Elokai Neshama, etc. And the rest of the brachas.
So you make the second bracha, the bracha netilas yadayim, if you make netilas yadayim. It's the second time.
Right, so this goes to back to what we said before, and this, we're going to see number 18 in a moment, but let's at least broaden the topic a little before we see it. So when we speak about the bracha of netilas yadayim, so what's the intention, what's the purpose of the bracha? Certainly it's a hachana for tefillas shacharis, because there's no other time we make a bracha, even if washing your hands for mincha and maariv, which one should do before davening mincha and maariv, there's no bracha, that's for sure. So we're making a bracha because it's associated with waking up in the morning, right? So according to the Rush, because we're sleeping and our hands are flaring all left and right, so touches makom asam chusim requires a bracha. According to the Rashba, your bria chadasha requires a bracha. So now that you wake up in the morning and you want to wash your hands right away, right? The urgency to wash right away is because of ruach ra. But anyways, ruach ra doesn't require a bracha. So the reason why you're making a bracha is because it's a hachana for tefillas shacharis, right? But what's the nekud of hachana for tefillas shacharis which requires the bracha? If it's the rush, it's because you want your hands to be clean before you daven. If it's the rashba, it has to do with the fact that you were just sleeping and you woke up. Now take these two svaras, these two approaches, and to put them into, if I'm washing my hands more than once when I wake up in the morning, what would be the optimal time to make the bracha? If you're the rush, what would you say? Right, if I'm washing my hands as soon as I wake up, let's say I don't have to go to the bathroom. I wake up, cup is by my bed, I wash three times. Huh? You would say, according to the Rashi, according to the Rashba? According to the Rashi, as soon as you wake up, you make a bracha? Okay. Let's say, according to the Rashba. You're Bria Chadasha when you wake up in the morning, right? Now you're fresh, you're new. Cup is by your bed, wash three times, bracha or no bracha? Also? Okay.
No. You would not at all make a bracha, but if you're going to make a bracha, that's the time to make
the Rashba makes a bracha.
If you were the Rashba, you make a bracha. Moshe's saying no.
It's a
chana letfila, but let's say you're going to go ahead and go to the bathroom soon, put on your shoes. Think about how you wake up in the morning.
I know I wake up.
So the Rashba is Bria Chadasha. The Rush, it's because your daim is uhamos, because your hands are touching all over the place, right?
I have a problem with that also. What about people sleep? I guess sleep in pajamas.
So let's see.
For tefila, I would say right before I go to daven.
Right, that's what I would think as well, right?
Right before you go to daven.
Yeah. Well, everybody agrees it's because of tefila, right? Even the Rashba says that because you're Bria Chadasha and you're going to be davening, so those two things go together. Okay, let's take a look at number 18. Let's get a little bit more specific. We're going to read this one inside. So not necessarily is your first washing going to be the bracha. That's the nekuda here. Really, there's a machlokas between the poskim and the makubalim as to the appropriate time to make this bracha. If the last washing before davening would be the appropriate time to make the bracha, or the washing which is done as close to the waking up to the morning as possible. Now again, if you wake up and your first thought is I have to use the bathroom and you're washing your hands, nobody would say to make a bracha at that point, because how can you make a bracha if you have the urge to go to the bathroom? But you may be washing your hands sometimes two or even three times before you end up davening. It happens to me a lot. I can wash my hands three times before I daven. Because you're touching your shoes and you have to do it again. Even though you washed and you made brachas before, I was wearing my slippers and now I'm putting on my shoes and I'm touching my shoes. So you may wash your hands three, four times even in the morning before you come to daven. So then what's the time to make the bracha? The Kabbalim say, as close as it is to the time that you woke up. Poskim say, the time closest to the tefillah shachas. That's how it divides itself. And it really breaks down to Rosh and Rashi. We'll see momentarily, but and we'll speak it out. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't have to go to the bathroom and you're going straight to davening, so then it's pasher. Right? So you're either you don't have to go to the bathroom, make the brachas wait. Or even if you're going to the bathroom and then you're washing your hands and then you're straight off the shacharis, so that's the time to make the bracha. But there's going to be a long delay before when you got up and when you're davening. So those who are knowing according to the Mekubolim will make on the Tilas Yadayim as closest to the wake up time as possible. And when doing so, of course, you want it to be connected to davening, right? Because even the Mekubolim who are talking about the spirituality, which is really, again, it's just, it's more in touch with the Rajba, that you're a Briya Chadasha. Even the reason is more spiritual. I mean, the Mekubolim look at it as like, you're new every day. That your neshama comes back. They're looking at it from a very Mekubolish perspective. Although it's a Rajba, it happens to be that the Rajba was much more involved as an individual in Kabbalah than what we see from the Rosh. We see more from the Rajba than we do from the Rosh. So the Rajba is the one who posits this perspective of Briya Chadasha, definitely more of a Mekubolish outlook. And so by him, you still want that it should be makusha to tefillah. So how do you say that? So you want it to be as close to the waking up in the morning as possible. So if you could start tefillah, which is by saying Birchas HaTorah, right? You can't daven until you say Birchas HaTorah anyways, because it's all tefillahs and psukim, which is all Torah too. So you want to do it as soon as possible, but also have it samach to tefillah al kopanim. V'anoika poiskin bali halacha. If you see that until davening from this point on, until you're going to be davening, you're not going to have to go to the bathroom anymore, so then you varach samach l'kimasa. And that's like he says in the back, that's the choladeis. Meaning, if this is the last time you're going to be washing your hands before you daven, even though it's mamish not right before davening, this is the washing for davening. However, but you know your routine in the morning, and you know that even though you may have gone to the bathroom once, you may go again, or you may not have to go to the bathroom at 6 o'clock in the morning, but by 7:30, and you're davening at 8, you're going to have to go to the bathroom then. That's the case. Yasmech ha-brecha l'tfilas shacharis. Sha'anachon sha'achin yaseh shuv tzrachav al-kopanim miga b'yodav b'makam b'chayav t'filav y'yodav b'yodav b'yodav b'yodav. Which he adds here, that a person should see to it that he does wash his hands and make a bracha before davening. In which case? Let's say, normally your schedule is you daven at the 8 o'clock minyan, you woke up at 6, you wash your hands at 6:30, you assume that you go to the bathroom again at 7:30, wash your hands, you're following the Baalei Halacha, you're going to daven at 8. Turns out, 7:30, you don't have that hergesh right now. So, your last washing of your hands was at 6:30. But you don't wash it with a bracha. Now it's going to be the 8 o'clock minyan, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm ready to daven, I don't have to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to go into the bath to shachar without having made a bracha of Amatil Zidai. It's one of the brachas in the morning. So you should find a way to need to wash your hands again with a bracha. You can't just wash your hands again and then make a bracha. They have to be an atilis yadayim which cleans something. Otherwise, it's not atilis yadayim. Unless this happens to you too frequently, I think most people kind of have a routine. So either drink a lot of water and have to go to the bathroom, or you or coffee, whatever it is.
All of these things get washed.
Or he says you could touch a makom atun if you can kind of stick your hand into your shirt and touch your chest or something like that, or your arms, scratch your head, something like that. In which case, you find a way. What? That could be. Yeah, he doesn't quote that here, but definitely see reason why that would be about bracha shena tzvicha. But the tzad that it's not a bracha shena tzvicha is because you anyways required this bracha. You require the bracha. You just need a makom for it to be chal, so to speak. And so you can create that according to these posts. But anyways, you see how there's this divide, and the way that although he doesn't present it this way, the way it would come out is that there's the Rajba and the Rush, and the difference being that according to the Rush, it's cleaning your hands for davening. Well, if that's the case, then do it as the last cleaning of your hands to be the time you make the bracha. But if it's according to the Rajba, that's more in line with the Mekubolim's approach, that what's Kabbalah about it is that you're waking up in the morning. So it should be as close to the wake up in the morning as possible. So you have these two mahalchim, and there's no hachara. So whichever way a person chooses, which works according to him and his schedule, would be sufficient. Well, if you have the urge to go to the bathroom when you wake up, everybody would say, go to the bathroom first, and then the question would be, after that, when do you wash your hands? But if you wake up in the morning and you don't feel that urge, and the Negawasa cup is by your bed, and you wash it, according to the Rajba, that would be maybe the time to make the bracha, because you're a Briya Chadasha now. And if after the Briya Chadasha, this is the time to make that bracha. through a little bit more. Halacha ches. In hishke v'natal yada vo laila kedina. A person who wakes up in the middle of the night, kedina, and he washes his hands and he makes a bracha. But what happens then? V'hayar er ad or hayayim. And then sunrise is, let's say, 5:45, and he woke up at 3:30. It's 5:45 now, and the question is, do I have to wash my hands again? Why would you have to wash your hands again? Because when we speak about the chi of netila, what creates the chi of netila? Even according to the Rajba, is it the fact that you slept at your bria chadasha, or is it no that every night your neshama goes away, and now that it's morning, your neshama comes back? So there's a shel even within the Rajba, what creates bria chadasha? The fact that you slept. Or just the day and the night.
So how does this work if you're up multiple times, let's say one or two, multiple times at night? So let's say you wake up at 2 o'clock and you either go or don't go to the bathroom.
Right.
If you go to the bathroom, you make an usher yet, so you don't make an usher.
What? That's what he's going to say.
Right. You will, the answer is that you would not make a bracha. Each time you wake up in the morning, don't make a bracha.
So so now you wake, this past night, I was up at midnight, and unfortunately, and then I was up at 3, trying to go back to sleep, couldn't really, but then by 4:30 I got out of bed. So at 4:30 I made up, I'll make sure.
No, you would just wait until sometime after 5:45 to make the bracha, because then you're yotze.
1 second, I'll make sure that's at 9.
Huh? Yeah, I'm at best at 9.
Let's say you go, one second, what if you generally, regularly get up, let's say, my regular get up
is before? Then yeah, if you know that that's your wake up, that. And if you have plan of going back to sleep, which is what I was referring to, then don't make a bracha kol zman that you have them in mind that you're getting back into bed and you're trying to fall asleep again. Right? But if you wake up at 3 o'clock every morning, and then you're going to be sitting down and learning or just, whatever you're doing for the day, then that's the time that you should wash your hands and make with a bracha. With a bracha. Yeah. But even after, when the morning breaks at 5:45, you should wash your hands again without a bracha. Because on the tzad, according to the Rajba, that the day is what creates the chiv netila. You're still in Suffolk now.
But we're doing that in any event. Thanks for coming.
Okay, sure. Yeah, but if you really want to be nizer and careful, if you know that 5:45 is the time that's Alos HaShachar, that would be the time to wash your hands. Yeah.
I thought the breaking point would be after Chatzot. If you sleep before Chatzot and wake up after Chatzot,
that's true too. Yeah. That's true too. He's saying that. If there are those who say that there's a chiluk between before chatzos and after chatzos. That if you wake up after chatzos, I mean the bracha can only be made after chatzos. I think there is such a mahalakha that didn't come into play in the Piskei Tshuva here in that world. But really the idea is when I was saying morning break is not just an inyan in Bria Chadasha, it's also an inyan in Ruach Ra. That it could be that the Ruach Ra is created when the morning comes in. Even if you're awake, yeah. I mean, you woke up at 3 o'clock, you washed your hands, you made a bracha. Now that it's morning, it's 5:45, you should wash your hands again 3 times, because in the event that the Ruach Ra is created by the morning break, you want to make sure that you have that clear as well.
Oh, so really?
So you're
watching out for morning, Alos HaShachar, and then whatever you do, stop and wash your hands.
Right.
According to that.
Yeah.
Which is not, seems to be very much, but you seem to be leaning that way.
We're careful when it comes to the Ruach Ra. We're juggling a lot of balls here because we're dealing with the Rosh, we're dealing with the Rashba, and we're dealing with the Ruach Ra. So whenever we see a situation where one of these can be applicable,
all day long.
So yeah, the morning you may spend a good amount of time washing your hands.
The real question isn't really about washing your hands. The question is when do you make the bracha?
Right.
Well, think about it.
Right.
Wash your hands all day, like you just said. The question is when do you make a bracha?
But it's now 5:45, and if you're bria chadash at that point and the rucha whatever, then you wash your hands then. Also,
okay.
Bracha, no
again,
bracha.
Again.
You're saying it doesn't cost you
with washing your hands.
Right, you can do it as many times as you want, but the bracha you only have one shot, so. So that's the shaila. That's what we're dealing with in this halacha. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with in this halacha. This halacha is you wake up in the morning, it's before morning break, you washed your hands and you made a bracha, and you stayed up. And now that it's the morning. Let's say you woke up, you washed your hands, you went back to sleep and you wake up. Even if you didn't stay up, you went back to sleep and now you're up again. Or if you sleep during the day, Shitinish, which is about a half an hour, some say even less than that. Right? Because according to the Rush, you went to sleep, right? So your hands are your Yodayim Askanios, right? But it's not Tfilas Shachris, though. And according to the Rajva, so can you become a Bechadasha during the day? Maybe. Maybe you can be. Let's say you stayed up all night and you didn't sleep at all. So again, according to the Rush, there's no requirement to wash your hands because there's no Yadayim Askanios. If you're awake, you're always in control of yourself. But it could be, according to the Rajva, what creates the Biyah Chadasha? Is it the fact that you slept or is it nighttime? It gets back to the original Suffolk which you had. All these are a Suffolk whether you need a Tiyah Sadaim with a Bracha. Right? So you wash your hands three times back and forth. Like Ben was saying, that it doesn't hurt you to wash your hands three times if you're not making a bracha. So we can get away with separating the bracha from the netilah. If you see that there's a tzad to wash your hands based on these two opinions, so wash your hands three times and call it a day, because it doesn't hurt you to wash your hands and to not.
So in the middle of the day, let's say there's no people in between, you go like this, where you need to wash your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you plan on davening or learning.
If you plan on davening, right, there's no Briya Chadasha, there's no Rukha.
I mean, the whole reason why you're washing your hands, you would have a chiv to wash your hands. Many people just like that their hands should be the tara, which is what you're talking about, which is a very beautiful thing, that if a person touches his shoes or he scratches the top of his head underneath his yarmulke,
Purell next to you guys.
So even if you have Purell, so there's still an inyan of washing your hands with netila, because there's, like we said before, there's nakiyas and there's netila. There's nakiyas, Purell can do nakiyas, but it can't do netila. Netila is better when you're going like this. Right? Some people just like their hands to be batar, but if you want to daven or you want to learn, then now you have a chiyuv to wash your hands if you want to do those two things. That's a different story.
Can I have a health advisory? You're one of those who washes your hands very often. Don't use soap and hot water, otherwise your hands will crack.
Right, right.
Cold water, minimal soap, no soap.
Right.
When it says hot water with Tfilas Yom Shachris, is that the same way of doing the Tfilas Yadayim in the morning, or the same way of Suda? Because it says the Tfilas Yadayim with Suda, it connect, like, is it three, like, first?
This last halacha?
Like above, on top of above, when it says, when it says, lahakbin tfilas yadayim shachris,
like this time for Suda, yeah.
So let's say, you know, you did the regular tfilas yadayim in the morning, and then now before shachris, you come to do the tfilas yadayim for shachris.
Yeah.
You do the tfilas yadayim at that point, like you do for shachris, or it's called smoker, or you do it.
Is it right, left, right, left, right?
Or is it two?
Because
it says
two. Two or three. Gavra is really the issue. Two or three is really just more of a midas chassidus. That's really, so either two or three. It's best to do three, because since when you're dealing with until Sam Shachar, you're dealing with ruach ra issues. So
one at a time. Is it asking about? Is it like?
Oh, yeah. No, back and forth, back and forth. Back and forth.
Not like Suda, which two and two.
So right. when he washed Minchamar of same idea.
Yeah, back and forth. Yeah. Minchamar.